the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching, and we want to thank you for joining us on the show today. To thank you for subscribing to our show on iTunes, we'd like to offer you a free gift with Dr. Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips. It is the number one guide to taking your health to the next level, and you can get your free copy of this amazing report at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Now, today on the show, we have an incredible guest for you, Sam Visnick. And Sam is the founder of the Visnick Center for Integrated Health and also the website EndYourBackPainNow.com. And Sam is an absolute expert when it comes to musculoskeletal health and musculoskeletal rehabilitation. He's a neuromuscular therapist, a personal trainer, and a nationally certified massage therapist. And he's also had extensive training in many other fields, including nutrition and metabolic typing. And he's just an absolute brilliant guy. He understands so much about the body and physiology and how your body works, and what causes back pain, and not just from one angle. You know, a lot of people, when you see them for something like back pain, they'll say, well, either it's a physiological problem, you've got a disc problem, or you've got a muscular problem, or you've got a nutrition problem, or you've got a stress problem. But he kind of puts it all together and understands it from a holistic point of view. And so when you're listening to him on the show today, he's going to give you a lot of great ideas for ways that you can improve your health and lower your back pain or any kind of pain that you may have in your body that's chronic. And he really understands it from a much wider perspective than most people. So I hope you enjoy the show today. Take great notes and have an incredible day. Sam, thank you so much for being with us today on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Why don't you share with us a little bit more about your background and what got you interested in chronic pain and helping people overcome that?
Well, first of all, I want to say thanks, Tom, for having me. I really appreciate it, and I love your show. And a lot of great speakers on here. And first of all, I have to say that I have a tremendous amount of respect for all healthcare practitioners and the challenges that they face with their patients and their clients. And in particular, I started off in this field actually as a fitness trainer. And what I mostly did was weight loss. I started at a large fitness chain, and I spent most of my day helping people just, you know, get into a regular workout routine and, getting them to start eating right. But very quickly, I started noticing that a large percentage of the population had something going on with their body, whether they had knee pain, back pain, or something like that. And a lot of the other trainers in the facility ended up, you know, tossing most of these people toward me because I had a knack for just learning how to manipulate exercises to get around the injuries. So that was something that I really got involved in, and over time I kept learning a lot more about, and that got me involved into a field at the time that was not very well known called corrective exercise. And this was really a lot about the physical training aspects of looking at how the body was aligned and only selecting exercises and stretches and various movements to correct the imbalances that I saw with those people. So that's how I started off in the work, and I got very good with that, and it ended up becoming a niche of mine where I'd have a lot of chiropractors and even medical doctors who were sending me patients that they had difficulty with who weren't getting better with traditional therapies. So I got really into that, and of course I kept running into sticking points with certain people. Because the body works as a whole, and it's not something that we can compartmentalize and say that pain or dysfunction is just purely a structural problem, where you can just massage your way through it or exercise your way through it. You know, I kept finding that people were having challenges, and usually it was related to things like muscle imbalances that wouldn't correct because of their stress levels or, you know, because of their diet. And that's really how I kind of got to where I am now.
Well, tell us about that. How does your stress level and how does your diet play into chronic pain? Because most people think, well, if I have back pain, it's because of my posture or a bent disc or something like that.
Well, I mean, ultimately, all pain has a lot to do with, I shouldn't say all, but the majority of the pains that people are experiencing with regards to being chronic pain have a lot to do with imbalanced posture and movement inefficiency. So, for example, if you have slouching shoulders and your head sits too far forward relative to the line of gravity, there's going to be a lot of load on your neck muscles. And over time, those neck muscles fatigue. They get agitated, and they cause areas of heightened sensitivity we call trigger points. And these trigger points refer pain into the head and the neck. It can cause headaches and all sorts of things. So, yes, there is an absolute structural cause. But what we have to consider is that what happens to your biochemistry when these muscles get tired and when there's aberrant stimuli from trigger points going into the nervous system? Well, we get biochemical changes. First of all, I think anybody out there would be able to validate that when you're hurting and when you have pain, you know, what happens to your psychology? You know, you're not really in a good emotional state. And when we have changes in our emotional states, we get changes in our hormones. You know, we get increased stress perception, which relays the signals to our stress glands called the adrenals, and the adrenals raise cortisol levels. And cortisol messes with our blood sugar. Our blood sugar gets messed up. It changes issues with our digestion and so forth, which if our digestion gets messed up, we can get food allergies, and these things create inflammation. And of course, when we have inflammation going on and all those biochemical changes, it feeds forward back into that loop, ever increasing the stimulation in the sympathetic nervous system. So when that happens and we stimulate the sympathetic nervous system, it causes increased tension in our muscles. So you can see very easily that if we have muscle imbalances to start with, and then we get all of these problems associated with pain and inflammation, it feeds right back around and increases the tension on our muscles and exacerbates the problem. So
it's kind of like a vicious cycle.
Oh, absolutely. And it's all of the things above. I have a lot of people say that, you know, a therapist, you are a specialist, and this is very common in the traditional medical world, is we say that if you've got a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So some people think that all pain or problems are structural. Other people think that it's biochemical. Other people say, you know, it's all in your mind. And the reality is that it's all three at a certain point. Because as a problem becomes chronic, it cannot not affect the other systems in the body. Because your body will shift the load around to these different systems in order to create an effective compensation to cope with the stress.
Definitely. I totally agree with that, you know, some people try to simplify health so much, and they almost do it too much, and they say it's only nutrition, or it's only fitness, or it's only your emotions, and really it all plays in together. And if you want to be really healthy and live an amazing life, you've got to focus on all three, or all of it, I mean, the whole picture, really.
It is bizarre, isn't it? I mean, we're in a field where everybody fully agrees that the body works as a whole, but, you know, we have all these practitioners who fight with each other about what they think a problem is, you know, and that their solution is the answer, and rarely, if ever, you're ever going to find an isolated answer to any of these kind of problems, especially when it comes to chronic pain or a chronic disease, which by the definition of it is chronic, is, you know, ongoing, has got to affect multiple systems in the body, and therefore all of those systems need to be addressed in order to get the person out of that situation.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So let's talk about how would you address these different issues when it relates to pain?
Well, the first thing that I always do as a trained neuromuscular therapist, and knowing how difficult it is for people to, you know, change lifestyles regarding food and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, when you change your biochemistry and you're eating, things don't happen overnight. So the first thing I always focus on is we do a full postural assessment. And I say we as my team at the place that I work with, Leaf Wellness. We do a full posture and a movement assessment to find out what's not working. You know, what muscle imbalances do we have? And once we see that, we create a blueprint for assigning stretches and exercises to correct the alignment. So you've got to stretch any of the muscles that are too tight and overactive. You've got to strengthen all the weak muscles that are antagonizing those tight muscles. And then, of course, we do any hands-on soft tissue work, neuromuscular therapy, general massage work to reduce the strain and to shut off those trigger points as they fire all that, what we call noxious stimulation, into the nervous system. So once we peel away the layers of the onion and we start with that, then we move right on to nutrition. And the nutrition aspect is, you know, starting with how much water do you drink every day? Are you eating three meals a day to balance your blood sugar? Are you eating processed foods? Then we move on to other lifestyle elements, like what time do you go to bed at night? Not a lot of people consider that chronic pain is significantly exacerbated in many cases by not going to bed in an appropriate hour. Most of the physical regeneration in the body happens between 10:30 p.m. and about 2 a.m. So most people go to bed after 11, 12 o'clock, and they get very little physical repair time and mostly psychogenic repair because they're sleeping between 2 and 6. So I find a lot of times that it's very difficult to calculate what a big bang is going to be for an individual in terms of making a lot of progress. So we have to kind of package it up into a lifestyle program of addressing all the major things. Mm-hmm. So that's where we start with, and that gives us a very good fundamental base for correcting and peeling away the layers of the onion in terms of all the dysfunctions that are contributing to that problem.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And, you know, you talk about how people who have been in pain for the longest period of time are kind of more likely to get the most dramatic results when you change your nutrition. Why is that?
It's definitely huge. First of all, I have to assume one major thing, that when people, by the time they get to come and see me, they've been through a lot of professionals already. They've seen a physical therapist, they've seen a chiropractor, because these are usually the traditional modes therapies that somebody will seek out. So they've usually kind of done the roundabout. They've done exercises, they've done stretches, you know, they've done a lot of these things already, even though they may have been assigned improperly, which I do find. But by the time they get to me, they've been in pain for a very long time, and they've been suffering from chronic pain, which mentally exhausts them and, of course, causes a lot of chronic stress on the adrenal glands, which means that they've been walking around with chronically elevated cortisol all the time from their pain, let alone all of the other things they've got going on, if they've got digestive issues and so forth. So we've got to keep in mind that the body doesn't have an infinite ability to deal with stress. Eventually, those cortisol levels start to drop because the adrenal glands can't keep up production. You're also going to see the thyroid drop, because when the adrenal glands become exhausted, the thyroid becomes exhausted as well, or will become depressed. And at that point, we're going to need to bolster the feeding mechanisms for the hormones in those areas. So, for example, we know that cholesterol has been strongly demonized by the medical industry, but cholesterol is a precursor to all of your hormones. So we need cholesterol to make cortisol, for example. So that's why in individuals with poor health will see elevated cholesterol levels, because of the hormonal dysregulation that's occurring. So a lot of times with people, I'll make sure that we give them precursors and, of course, a lot of proteins, and make sure that we're giving adequate tyrosine, and which is a precursor to thyroid hormone, and, of course, making sure they're getting enough ingestion of cholesterol to make sure they can feed those hormone pathways and bring them back up. So a lot of people will become depleted. They have a tendency sometimes to try radical diets and so forth. And more often than not, instead of improving their situation, we find that it's starting to create big gaps in their nutrition. So, for example, I'm definitely not against vegetarianism or veganism, but I do find that a lot of people resort to going to that end because their digestion is so poor they can't even digest meat at all. And it may not be so much of a philosophical reason for moving to that kind of diet as it is they can't tolerate eating meat. So the original problem is the symptoms are abated by not consuming meat, but then the problem is now they're suffering from all of the damaging effects of not getting enough protein in their body. So I find that more often than not, I have to address the nutrition the longer somebody's been in a chronic stage, because their body is so depleted and exhausted from dealing with that chronic pain. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Well, and let's talk about, you know, alternatives then that most people are using for pain, like drugs and surgery. Doesn't that kind of just mask the problem, and then they're kind of left without really a solution?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a big challenge that I see, is that most people aren't aware that from a visual diagnostic perspective, we got to understand that medical doctors are not trained at all to deal with things like back pain. Because most back pain, it's estimated that less than about 15% is actually diagnosable. And I think that that's very, very generous. I think less than 5% of back pain can receive a specific diagnosis, when the overwhelming majority is what's classified as nonspecific, which means that they have no idea where the pain is coming from. It would surprise you to know that the majority of MRIs that are taken, it's estimated over 90%, show some kind of abnormality, whether or not the person has symptoms. So what we're saying is, if you took 100 people off the street and you ran an MRI on them, let's assume that all these people were just randomly selected, and then you found that 95% of them would all have an abnormality, a large percentage of these people would have no back pain. And of course, you would have people with back pain too. So essentially, the finding is that these disc herniations and so forth, a lot more often than not, are actually just a coincidence rather than they are the actual cause of the pain. So if it's a coincidence and it's being blamed on a disc or whatever, then the next option usually is surgery. So the surgery is now being performed on something that is not confirmed. It's actually a coincidence. So now you go in and you perform an invasive surgery on an area that wasn't the root cause of the problem. And this is why you see these new syndromes popping up, like failed back surgery syndrome, which most people are in more pain after surgery because they simply created a new problem. Mm. So this is really an unfortunate situation, because now when these things occur, the spine no longer functions in the same way biomechanically that's supposed to, and now it has new problems. And now myself as a therapist, my job is significantly more difficult, and that's one of the reasons why I spend more time on nutrition with those kind of post-surgical patients, because now I have less less ability to positively affect them in the mechanical way.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You know, and that's what I always promote is therapies that are not dangerous, that aren't going to harm you. And, you know, if you look at something like massage, you know, if your massage therapist messes up, I mean, yeah, they could kind of hurt your muscles, but it's not going to kill you. Whereas, you know, if you have a back surgery, some really invasive back surgery, you know, that's potentially a deadly operation if something really bad goes wrong. So I'd kind of rather have, like, a bad massage therapist or, you know, a bad acupuncturist than a bad doctor, so to speak, because, you know, the risk is much less.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And, you know, people don't consider that, you know, just because the FDA says something is safe doesn't necessarily mean that it is. I mean, we see what happened with things like Vioxx a number of years ago that was an approved FDA drug. And it's not well emphasized that things like non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen are very dangerous in that they destroy the gastrointestinal tract. So I think that that's something that's under known because it's being played off so much. It's not uncommon for me to see people with back pain taking, you know, 15, 16 ibuprofen a day, and of course they develop leaky gut. Mm-hmm. They get leaky gut that trashes their immune system, and now they're generating or creating all of these other chronic illnesses that seem to kind of be quote unquote popping up from nowhere. When the reality is that it's they're developing these issues and these chronic health problems as a result of using the medical drugs or the over-the-counter drugs for the chronic pain.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And a lot of people just don't understand the side effects of aspirin and those other over-the-counter drugs.
They're very stressful in the system. And when we consider that, you know, everything is based on stuff like, you know, the GRAS, the generally regarded as safe dosages, but, well, that's fine. You know, each small, if you take a dosage of any drug or any kind of chemical and you isolate it into a very small amount, it may be safe in that amount, but that's not considering the accumulated toxic load that we are being exposed to on a daily basis. When you've got thousands upon thousands of toxins that we're all being exposed to that all in isolation are generally regarded as safe, they are not generally regarded as safe when you're getting exposed to that volume on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what are some alternatives that you would use instead of using, you know, a painkiller?
Well, some of the things that you can use, we know that the primary problem and what painkillers address is COX-2, which is the main inflammatory component of pain. So there are natural things that you can use. Fish oil absolutely inhibits that. But the number one recommendation I make with people is a significant, if not flat-out, elimination of polyunsaturated fats in the diet. And one of the biggest arguments is the oxidation of these polyunsaturated fats. Now, when you consider that, most oils and fats that are very stable are ones that are grown around the tropics. So if we think about the ones like palm oil, the healthy kind, not the processed, and coconut oil, these are saturated fats that are very healthy and are actually very protective against oxidation of fats in the body. But these polyunsaturated fats like mayonnaise and canola oil, vegetable oil, all of these things, especially because they tend to be cooked or fried, become very pro-inflammatory because they crank up the omega-6s that you're consuming and spill over into excess prostaglandin production, which creates pain and inflammation. Mm-hmm. So I know that, you know, we should definitely look at making sure we're taking fish oil on a daily basis, but I find that a lot of times that ratio is so disproportionate, not because people aren't taking enough fish oil, it's because they're consuming way too much omega-6. So that's one of my recommendations, is to crank down the omega-6 intake by reducing polyunsaturated fats and, of course, margarine and what we call frankenfoods, and to really boost up all the positive antioxidants from eating vegetables. And those things aren't considered very much, are they? I mean, people just want to hop to something that they can immediately start affecting that feedback loop and the prostaglandin pathways. And I just don't think that's the most efficient way to do it for overall health, other than just simply acting as a Band-Aid.
Exactly. Yeah, the fruits and vegetables are one of the most anti-inflammatory compounds that exist. And if you're not eating them every day, you're just overwhelming your body with that inflammation, which causes that pain.
Yeah, and even when people do eat enough fruits and vegetables, it's very hard to cancel out the effects of really high oxidized fats that we're consuming. So that's kind of like, if you're pounding your head up against the wall, so then you put a wrapped up towel between your head and the wall, but you keep pounding your head up against the wall. It's like, well, what's the real root cause of the problem here?
Right, exactly. Well, Sam, tell us where people can get more information about you and how they can overcome chronic pain the natural way.
Well, I have a website that has a blog attached to it. If you go to endyourbackpainnow.com/blog, which has got a lot of my information on it, I have a DVD set that I have available for back pain. And also, those of you who are located in the LA area, I'm located at Leaf Wellness Studio, which you can find at leaflifestyle.com. And a lot of information there. I've got some great colleagues who are trainers and therapists and nutritionists, and we offer a lot of one-on-one work. So that's another great place to find me.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Sam, for sharing with us today. I love your multidisciplinary approach to chronic pain and just helping people live a healthier, better lifestyle. So thank you for being with us today.
You got it. Thank you so much for having me, Tom.
Hey there, it's Tom Korsen-Knowles again. Hope you absolutely enjoyed the show today with Sam Visnick. We want to thank you again for subscribing to our show on iTunes, and remember to check out your free copy of Dr. Korsen's Top 5 Nutrition Tips at AuthenticHealthCoach.com, and come join the community of like-minded people just like you who are passionate about health and wellness and living life to the fullest. We're wishing you an incredible day. Take care now.